Exactly that. It was hard, but we got through. Kept a clean sheet. And just said to someone in there when they had a couple of good chances from corners and free kicks early on. But when you've got players in the box that are 6'5" and 4 foot wide, it's hard to defend against that. But no, they're a good team and they try and play the right way. And I hope they go on in the league and get promoted.
And after what happened yesterday, I mean, you must have expected, you know, to come under a little bit of pressure here. I mean, you know, you're the big boys to be shot down.
I mean, look, listen, it was massive talk. And look, don't get me wrong, the press, the TV, everyone loves a cup upset because it's better talk for the pundits. But we knew it was going to come. We knew it was going to be tough. We knew they had some good players. But as I say, to go away from a game like this, a 1-0 win, we didn't play the best, but we didn't need to, and we got the win, and we're in the next round of the Cup.
Obviously taking this competition very seriously this year. The team selection would show that to absolutely everyone, and there is an opportunity. You're a West Ham man and boy. It's been a long, long time since winning in it. I know there was a chance in 2006, but are you excited by the prospect of this competition?
Yeah, because we, if we look at the league now, I think we're on 36 points, which is... and that gives you the platform to go on and have a right go. I just said to someone in there that we did get to the semi-final last year and we got beat 9-0, but we didn't have the players and the squad to cope with it because the manager had to rest players. We had two full-backs playing centre-half at City away and we was nowhere near it. And this year we've got a big squad and we managed to cope with it. We've got a great position in the league. So we can concentrate on a good cup run.
It's good to see someone like Sarko coming off the bench. I mean, the strength of the bench today was very positive.
Yeah, I mean, you got Sarko, obviously you got Colton Cole there. Morgan's come on. We've got some top players willing to come on and change the game. And it was a great ball from Andy. And Sarko nodded it home. And that's what he does best. He scores goals.
These games are all about doing the nuts and bolts right, aren't they, Mark? And the fact that you've got two cleared off the line says the attention to detail was there.
Yeah, I mean, look, listen, you know, we looked at Bristol City a lot over the last week. We know how they played. We know they're a good side, very good side, a strong team. I know their manager. I've worked with their manager before with the under-21s and youth thing. And I know what he's about. He's an honest man and he likes the way he's... he gets his teams working hard for him. And we knew what was going to happen here. The first 25 minutes was going to be tough. As I say, we had Adrian made a good save. I cleared one off the line and so did Andy. But we stuck together as a team, a squad, as we have done this year, and come away with a win.
There must be a couple of moments, though, during that game. You're looking at the opposition. Their centre-backs are leading the charge out. You think, what the hell's going on here?
That's cup football for you. I mean, everyone gets that bit of energy and... that's why there's so many upsets in this league, because obviously there's a lot of foreign players in the Premier League that don't quite know what the FA Cup's about, and they come to stadiums like this. I mean, look, there's no ground, there's no stand at the back there, and they think, oh, it's windy and cold and don't really fancy this today. I ain't used to playing it like this. And you have a look at us, we had a good core of English players that know what it's about, and no, you have to dig in at the right times, and I thought we'd done that today.
Alvin Martin said in commentary he thinks it's the kind of performance that makes you wonder if West Ham's name's on the cup. Do you feel like that?
Listen, at the end of the day, we'd all hope to go on and do things in the cup. It'd be fantastic. But it's going to be tough. There's still two games to win before we go to Wembley? So it's going to be hard. I mean, what a great incentive it is for the lads to play a semi-final at Wembley, and it's only two games you've got to win, so hopefully the draw's kind to us on Monday, tomorrow, and we get a home game and we can make that step a bit closer.
Big change in fortunes, Mark, from 12 months ago, you know, last 16 of the Cup, top half of the league. I mean, can you contrast the sort of mood around the place in general, not just with the players?
Yeah, obviously, because I've had 10 years of it, trying to stay up, making great escapes, obviously relegations, promotions. I've had the whole lot, and this year's probably been one of the best for performances and results. And as I said, we keep working hard in training. I said today that we've got a good group of honest English players to bring the foreigners in with that, and as you say, Saka will come on. And we've got a good squad, and that's the main thing. And obviously the spirit's great around the training ground, and that's why we keep winning games.